Palestinian sources say more than 60 people have been killed in Israeli airstrikes on Gaza. At the same time, militants in Gaza continue to fire rockets into Israel, with sirens sounding on both sides of the border. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says the situation is on a knife edge, and Israel says Hamas is using Palestinians as human shields. Ron Prosser is Israeli ambassador to the United Nations.
Israel is using precision strikes to avoid harming civilians, but Hamas is exploiting our concern for human life by hiding in Palestinian homes, schools, and mosques, and using a Palestinian hospital as the headquarters.
But Palestinians say Israel is trying to keep Hamas's new alliance with the Palestinian National Authority from giving it any political credibility. We want to turn to Palestinian journalist Daoud Kattab on the ground in Jerusalem. Daoud, welcome.
Thank you very much, John.
So where do things stand right now? We have sort of outwardly escalating tensions, and these are always details that one can monitor one way or another between Israel and Palestinians. But given the regional situation right now, how do you see things that are going on?
The region is obviously in turmoil, but this doesn't change really what is happening, which is an attempt by the Israelis to crush Hamas and to really destroy the attempts to have a unity government between the PLO and Hamas.
Do you think that the Israeli government sees the regional instability as an opportunity to try to separate Hamas and the coalition in the West Bank?
I think the Israelis are very happy with what happened in Egypt in regards to the Muslim Brotherhood, and they realize that Hamas doesn't have a lot of countries backing it up and guaranteeing any kind of statements. So, yes, I think that's part of the reason why the Israelis are taking such a tough stand against Hamas. But I think it's also very much internal, as always Israeli policies are. You know, Avigdor Lieberman is pushing hard on Netanyahu, and he has to kind of prove that he's a tough cookie. And so we're actually suffering because some kind of internal feud between Israeli politicians.
Netanyahu's spokesman told us this week that the Israeli government views Hamas as identical to ISIS and Boko Haram in Nigeria. And we spoke with Palestinian commentators who describe this as ridiculous. How do you see it? And if Hamas was to showcase to the world that it is distinctly different from these groups and is much more of an actual nation builder as opposed to purely a terrorist group, what argument do you think Hamas would use?
Well, Hamas is in a region that is under occupation, under a military foreign occupation, and their emphasis is on ridding Palestinians of this Israeli occupation. They're not involved in any attacks against individuals outside of the region. They're not doing anything against anybody except the Israelis who are occupying Palestinian land. And any process that would allow us, whether John Kerry move, Martin Indyk, or anybody else can help us end this occupation, we will make any offer to the Israelis that will help them be sure that they will be secure and safe. Even today, as the Israelis are pounding Gaza, the Palestinian leadership are refusing to end the coordination, security coordination with Israel. The security coordination that Abbas has with Israel gets him a lot of attacks on social media, in public arenas, and yet he's still holding on to coordination with Israel because he believes in a political, nonviolent solution. I think the Israelis are really totally wrong in not granting Mahmoud Abbas the kind of relationship that they need. They will not find a better leader on Palestinians that understands the need for a nonviolent political solution. I think the Palestinians are willing to go back to the talks as soon as possible, as long as the Israelis are committed to seriously ending the conflict.
Daoud Kattab, Palestinian journalist and columnist for Al Monitor. He spoke with us from Jerusalem. Daoud, thanks so much.
Thank you, John. Take care. Bye-bye.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.